The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. At the beginning of what has become known as the Bread of Life discourse in John chapter 6, Jesus emphasizes the contrast between the manna, which sustained the Israelites during the Exodus, and the bread, which he will give. This is from the Gospel. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The book of Exodus recounts how during their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, the Israelites ran out of food. They began to complain against God and Moses. Their suffering was such that they preferred the life of slavery in Egypt to what they were then experiencing. You can find the full account in Exodus chapter 16. But in response to Moses' intercession, God sends a mysterious substance called manna. We're not sure what manna was, but it was a form of food that helped to sustain the Israelites throughout their journey, which was to last another 40 years. Manna was physical food and could convey only physical benefits. Its effects were limited. Manna provided nutrition, but nothing more. At the same time, however, it was a daily reminder of God's providence and of his provision for his chosen people. But its effects were limited to the physical. Well, Jesus declares that his bread is different. While manna was earthly, this new bread is heavenly. While manna satisfied physical hunger, and only for a while, Jesus' true bread will extinguish hunger and thirst entirely. Once before, in the Gospel, Jesus promised to relieve human thirst. In his conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well, from John chapter 4, Jesus uses that woman's daily task of retrieving water as an entree into her world to help her understand the power of the Gospel and the blessings that flow to those who believe. In a similar way, Jesus evokes the Israelites' experience with manna and the crowd's experience of the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish to open their minds and hearts to the more durable and powerful treasures that their Messiah was offering them. Upon hearing about this new heavenly bread, the crowd asks for it, and Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." He will go on to repeat this claim several times over the course of the conversation. We will hear more about that in the days that follow. But upon this first hearing, the crowd, especially those who had heard Jesus preach before, must have thought that he was speaking allegorically. At this point, they didn't take Jesus literally. But they will later on, with tragic results for many of them. When the Israelites were given the gift of manna, they said, "What is this?" When the crowds listening to Jesus were given the doctrine of the Eucharist, they asked, "Who is this?" They were about to find out. We're grateful to know the answer to their question and to be able to be fed by that heavenly bread that alone can satisfy every yearning of the human heart. God bless you.